a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Tuesday, March 12, 2024. Vice President Sara Duterte becomes the latest high-profile government official to issue a statement defending embattled televangelist Apollo Quiboloy. Duterte said she joins those who are calling for justice and truth amid the allegations of abuse being thrown at Quiboloy. She also hit the credibility of witnesses presented during the Senate's inquiry into Quiboloy's alleged crimes. The Vice President believes the Kingdom of Jesus Christ leader is being persecuted. Several senators, including President Marcos's sister Amy Marcos, have also publicly defended Quiboloy. Meanwhile, Quiboloy's legal counsel, attorney Ferdinand Topacio, brands as fake news the alleged conditions set for his client's attendance in the Senate inquiry. Topacio also criticized Senator Risa Ontiveros for falling for such disinformation. Ontiveros, who heads the panel investigating Quiboloy, said the religious leader made several outrageous demands, including providing five-star hotel accommodations for him and his entourage. Filmmaker Jade Castro and his companions released from jail. A judge adjunct the destructive arson complaints filed against the group, ruling out hot pursuit in the arrest as claimed by the police. Castro and his friends had been accused of burning down a modern jeepney last January. This despite witness testimony and a CCTV footage that show Castro and his friends were nowhere near the crime scene. And the Philippine Education Department reminds schools they can suspend in-person classes due to extreme heat. The reminder comes after several areas in Negros Occidental canceled classes for 2 days following reports of high heat indices. The DepEd says if a suspension will be implemented, classes should automatically shift to modular distance learning. That's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.